Hi.
Yes, sorry for the line got disconnected, sir. Can you hear me properly?
Yeah. What is it? I have ordered nothing. What happened?
Yeah, I understand, sir. You have ordered nothing. But the thing is that from your side, the order has been placed for the iTunes gift card, okay? And we are suspecting that this is a fraud order which has been placed to your side, okay? So that's why we are trying to help you have to cancel this fraud order.
Yeah,
so nothing
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So nothing will going to be debited from your side.
So someone has kept, they know my account. Then how do you know my account?
See, sir, we are suspecting this is a fraud order as because whenever we are checking in our server, at that point of time we noticed during last night at 10 o'clock, this order has been placed, okay? And the shipping address of this order, it is showing in Mountain View, California, USA, which is not correct, right? Because you are not living in USA, you are living in Australia. So that's why we got suspicious and we decided to give you this call to let you know about this problem. So we are here to help you up to cancel that fraud order and block those persons from your side. Okay? So do one thing. At the moment, what you can see in your screen right now, in your mobile screen?
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, put me on speaker at first.
Yeah.
And after that, come back to your normal home screen.
Yeah, I'm now, yes.
Yeah. But, can you see there, your wallpaper over there?
A what?
Your wallpaper. Can you see your wallpaper?
Yeah, you just rang me. Yes.
No. Come back to your normal home screen.
Yep. I got that. Yep.
Yes. And now just do one thing. Do you have a eBay application in your cell phone?
A what?
Your eBay application, eBay.
No.
Oh. You don't have any eBay application.
No.
All right. No worries. Just do one thing. What I'm going to show you, I'm going to show you that person, whoever misusing your eBay account, personal information.
Please.
Do one thing, open
please.
Up your Google. Open up your Google.
Mm-hmm. Hang on.
Yeah, take your time.
Yeah, Google.
Yeah, and you Google, search over there, my.
Hang on. My, M-Y, yep.
Then leave a space.
Yep.
Then type number one.
One.
Then tap P for Peter.
P for Peter.
Then leave a space.
Yeah.
Type address location. My 1P address location. And can you what you can see over there?
I see going to your phone settings, select about
what. Yes. And can you see what is my IP address location? Find out. Can you see that? Find out here.
What
find
is my IP address location?
Find out here. Yes. You can click on it.
Tap
on that. Tap on that.
Yep.
What is my? Yeah.
Yep. Tap on that.
Do you know the meaning of IP address, sir?
Yep.
Yes. IP address, it stands for Internet Protocol Address. Okay. So you can see your IP address over there, what is my IP address, and the IP address which starts with 49.182.188.154. Is it correct?
Yep.
So this is your internet IP address, okay? And you can see your location over there, my IP address location, which is in Australia, Queensland, Brisbane, right?
Yep.
Yes. And your internet service provider is Optus, right?
Yep.
Yes. And just below that IP address, sir, just below that number, what you can see, can you just read me out?
Your online activate can be by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your account connection.
So you need to understand over here, sir. What is written over there, you can see in a red color line, it is written over there, your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your connection, okay? And it is written on a warning sign. You can see beside that warning sign, there is a warning sign over there, in a red color warning sign. So that means, sir, someone is misusing your internet service, okay? And through that internet, someone is spying on your personal activities. Like whatever activities you do use in this cell phone, like if you do online shopping, online gaming, online banking, they are accessing each and everything from their side, okay? And through that, they are placing this kind of fraud orders, okay? You're getting my point?
Yes.
Yes. So that means, sir, right at the moment, your network is not safe and secure, okay? Your internet is not safe and secure. To your internet, your information gets compromised, and those fraudsters are getting your information and placing this kind of fraud orders. So what we need to do, sir, at first we need to simply block them up and we need to cancel that charge which has been made from your side. That is for the $299, alright? So just do one thing, close this Google page.
How much? Are you going to charge me for this?
No. I'm not going to charge you for this, sir. As because already the purchase, the order has been placed for the iTunes gift card from your side.
Yes.
And already the charge has been made for $299, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to simply cancel that charge from your side and provide you back your refund, alright? So for
Thank you. That reason,
do one thing, right at the moment, like you need to check your statement that any money has been debited by the name of eBay or not, okay? If you can see any unauthorized transaction in your statement, that any money has been debited by the name of eBay or not. And do one thing, don't log into your bank. Okay, don't log into your bank. Alright?
Okay.
And you don't need to log into your bank with the application. Okay? What you need to do, as because you can understand those fraudsters are inside in your network right now. See, you need to use your Google web browser. You need to use your Google to log into your bank and just check whether any money has been debited by the name of eBay or not. Okay? So do one thing. Open up your Google once again.
What kind of thing, my bank?
No. Right at the moment, your application is not safe and secure. Because those fraudsters are inside in your application, so that's why. So you need to open up your Google. Just open up your Google.
Yeah.
And if you want to check your statement, through Google you can just check your statement. Because Google is safe and secure, so through Google just log into your bank and just check over there. Alright. Have you opened up your Google?
Yep.
Yeah. With your Google, log into your bank and just check. If you can see any unauthorized, if you can see any unauthorized transaction with the name of eBay, just let me know. If you are facing any kind of problem, you can just ask me. I will help you out.
What did I try?
Like,
I go into my bank.
Yes. With the help of the Google. Can you see the option internet banking?
Option internet banking. Internet banking, yes.
Click on it. And you will get to see the login option over there. Can you see the login option?
Login, yes.
Yeah, give a click on login.
Yeah,
just login by your side, okay? Just login by your side. Don't tell me anything over the phone. Have you logged into your account, sir?
My account, I don't know my account is.
Sorry?
I forgot my account.
Like you know your ID password?
No, I don't know.
Just try to remember, sir. Try to remember and just log into your bank and just check.
No, I can't remember. Just cancel.
You can't remember? Okay, just hold on. Let me have a word with my accounts team, my accounts manager, okay? Just hold on. Stay with me.
No, I gotta go. Please. Just cancel what it is.
You don't know your NAB ID, sir?
No, I don't know.
You don't know, right?
No.
Okay, do one thing, sir. You can just then, if you don't know your NAB ID and password, if you forgot your password or NAB ID, just do one thing, log into your bank through the application. Alright?
Just cancel what it is. Just cancel what it is, whatever.
Yeah, that's why, sir, as because the charge has been made, at first we need to cancel that charge. Otherwise, it will going to cost you $299 from your side, from your account. So we need to cancel that at first. So just log into your bank and just check that any money has been debited by the name of eBay or not.
I can't do it. I can only go through my bank.
You know how to log into your bank with your mobile phone? You have an application, NAB application? Don't need to use... Hold on, sir. Don't need to use your Google, sir. If you have NAB application in your cell phone, you can just use that one. Yes, you can just use that one. Yes.
Why you said you're not going to use my bank?
And now just do one thing. After checking it, sir, come back to normal home screen quickly. Come back to normal home screen quickly.
Yep.
Yes. And now have you checked it properly?
Yep.
All right. And now, as you can see, sir, the charge has been made. Okay. Hold on, sir. As because the charge has been made from your side for the $299, so we are going to help you up to cancel that charge and provide you back your refund. All right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So just hold on. For the refund purpose, what I'm going to do, I'm going to simply transfer this call to my accounts department, and my accounts manager will help you up to provide you back your refund. All right?
No, you didn't charge anything yet. Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello?